Now, don't forget our competition. We are giving away a pair of tickets to the Astronomy Ireland Starbecue, which is happening this Saturday in Roundwood in County Wicklow in the GAA grounds from 6 p.m. to late. Now, if you want to be in for those tickets, you've about 10 minutes to get a text into me here. If you want to be in for those tickets, you just need to tell me what is the name of the event that's on in Roundwood in Wicklow this weekend. And it's a barbecue, but it rhymes with bar, and you see them up in the sky when the sky is clear. So send the answer and your name to me here at 086-353-7782, or you can send it on WhatsApp on 087-4011-887, and I'll pick a winner here before the end of the programme. Now, okay, where have we gone here? Okay, so this is our astronomy slot with David Moore. David, you're very welcome to Kilkenny today.
Thank you very much.
Let's start, David, with the space station. What way are things with the space station right now?
Great. In fact, it's flying over Ireland every night for the next 10 nights. You'll see it tonight, and you may even see a little craft chasing after it, because yesterday they launched a Cygnus resupply craft, unmanned, and it's due to dock with the space station on Wednesday afternoon Irish time. So tonight we may see it near the space station, and tomorrow night, Tuesday night, we should see it even closer. So space chases are very rare, and we want everyone to watch out for that. And if you do see it, we won't be able to email Astronomy Ireland magazine to let us know where they saw it from, what they thought of it, because it's the brightest thing in the sky when it flies over for a couple of minutes. There are 7 astronauts on board waiting for that supply craft to dock on Wednesday.
Who's sending that supply? Who's sending that? Who's launched that? Or do you know?
Well, SpaceX provided the rocket to launch it, but of course it is the International Space Station.
Okay.
And it's carrying up on board lots of cargo experiments for the astronauts to do up there. They're basically laboratory technicians. Weightlessness, you can do things there that you can't do on the Earth. And so researchers on the Earth are queuing up to run their experiments up there. The astronauts are usually qualified scientists or engineers.
Well, it sounds fascinating.
The experiments for them.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating.
Tonight, by the way, we'll post the exact time to watch every night on our social media. So go to astronomy.ie. Down the bottom, you'll see X, Twitter, Instagram, that kind of thing. And just before the sun sets, we always post what to see in the sky that night, including is there an aurora or not, and the space station prediction will be there. But I can give you a sneak preview and tell you that 9:22 p.m., very high up, you won't miss it. It's about 100 times brighter than the brightest stars in the sky when it's nearly overhead. And give the astronauts a wave, and watch out for that craft chasing before and after. We definitely want to hear from you if you see that.
Okay, now, I hear that if we're up early Tuesday morning, we're in for a very simple but stunning sight with Jupiter and the Moon.
Yeah, I was looking at it last night. So this is happening tonight, if you like, but you'll have to wait till after about 2 a.m. before Jupiter rises. So it might be easier for people to get up in the morning a bit early. Sun rises around 7 a.m. So if you're up at 6, so between, let's say, 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., you'll see Jupiter blazing very close to the Moon. Now, Jupiter outshines all the stars in the sky by about a factor of 10. And it was quite far from the Moon this morning, but it was still impressive, I thought, to the naked eye. I remember thinking, did I get the date wrong? No, they'll actually be closer tomorrow morning, a day later. So stay up late or get up early. That's the trick. There's a diagram in Astronomy Ireland magazine. Brilliant sight to the naked eye. You'll be looking at the Moon. About a third of its diameter will be lit up by the Sun. So a nice thick crescent. And if you look just to the left of Jupiter, you'll see the two brightest stars of Gemini, Castor and Pollux, just to add to the spectacle. So I'll certainly be setting the alarm clock, if not staying up late and trying to get a snap of that.
And then, of course, you say your fist at arm's length can cover them both.
Yeah, they'll be that close. About half your fist, in fact, would cover both the Moon and Jupiter at the same time. And apart from Venus, which is a little bit brighter than Jupiter, these are the two brightest objects in the night sky. So it doesn't get much more spectacular than this. And Venus can never really get as high up as the Moon and Jupiter, not in a dark sky anyway. So you could argue this is the most spectacular moon event you can see. And with it being just a crescent moon, it won't be so bright that it hogs the stage and is extremely bright compared to Jupiter. So it is really going to be an incredible naked eye spectacle, worth setting your alarm clock for.
Now, this Friday around lunchtime, you're telling us that we can see Venus in the daytime. How is that even possible?
Yeah, I remember as a kid walking home from school, and even while moving along, I could still see Venus with the naked eye, if you know where to look in broad daylight. But you've got an extra guide this Friday, because the fun really starts again before sunrise. So before 7 o'clock, you'll see the moon with Venus very close to it. And in fact, the star Regulus will be very close to the planet Venus. The Regulus is the brightest star in Leo, one of the brightest stars in the sky. So they're going to be very close. In fact, so close you held up your little finger at arm's length, you'd cover both Venus and Regulus. Then sun will rise at 7, it'll be too bright to see Regulus after that. You'll strain to see Venus. But you can still follow the moon. I'm sure many people have seen the moon in broad daylight. It's very easy. So we've got something even brighter than Venus. So Venus is tricky to see in daylight. Moon is easier. And it happens just after noon from Ireland. The time varies depending on where you are in the country. The full details are in Astronomy Ireland magazine. Don't worry if you just join up to get it today. The details of what to see in the sky will be emailed to you instantly. So you'll definitely have all the diagrams and everything else. The trick is not, if you're going to look, trying to get a close-up look with a pair of binoculars or a telescope, or even with your eyes, stand in the shadow of a building. So you want the building to your left, because Venus will be to the upper right of the sun. And it's about a hand span at arm's length, a bit more than that, to the upper right of the sun. So I'll be standing with the sun blocked by the house and trying to see it with the naked eye, scanning that part of the sky with the binoculars in the shadow of the house so I can't accidentally look at the sun in the binoculars. And it'll be dead easy in binoculars. I hope to be able to see it with the naked eye. And if you've got a small telescope, of course, it'll be more spectacular. But we'd like to hear from anyone who manages to see it with the naked eye. Hopefully skies will be clear. And there's a big write-up about it in Astronomy Ireland magazine, as you can imagine, since it's such a rare event. And if you are looking through a telescope, you'll see the moon move in front of Venus. And that'll take about 30 seconds for the disk of Venus to be covered by the moon. And if you're watching a pair of binoculars, you won't have enough magnification to see the disk of Jupiter, but you will see Venus dim over those 30 seconds as the moon slowly covers it up, and it'll pop out the other side then about an hour later, or less than an hour later.
Now, David, before we move on, we had reports of a massive, unexpected aurora display around 3 a.m. this morning. What was that visible from Ireland, and is this activity expected to continue?
Well, it was certainly seen from around the world, and we were looking at the weather forecast or the satellite picture over Ireland. It looked like, well, certainly a lot of rain last night and an awful lot of cloud. I got a tiny break in the clouds, but never enough in the right direction, aiming north. But there's a nice camera set up in the Shetlands that looks north. They had clear skies. You could see the aurora changing several times per second. It looked like a spectacular show. So if anybody did get a break in the clouds, it looks like the south coast was possibly the best place to be, then you would have seen the aurora. We didn't predict it on our daily prediction yesterday because no big explosion had happened on the sun. And what we think happens is close to the equinox, which is next Monday when autumn officially begins in Ireland.
Okay.
Around that time, the magnetic field of the Earth can channel in even just the normal radiation that comes from the sun and cause displays of the northern lights. And that's what we think happened. So there could be over the next couple of weeks some unpredicted northern lights. So always keep an eye out. And if there's an explosion on the sun, we'd expect a really strong display. So it's aurora territory the next 2 weeks.
And again, if anyone gets pictures, do you know where to send them to? Where do they send them to, David?
Absolutely. If ever you forget, just go to astronomy.ie, click on the contact link, and you'll see where to send pictures for the magazine.
There you go.
If you're good at memorizing email addresses, it's magazine at astronomy.ie.
Magazine at astronomy.ie.
You'll always get everything on astronomy.ie.
Now, David, while all of that is amazing, the real talk of the town is the huge event you have coming up this weekend, the Astronomy Ireland Starbecue. You're inviting all 8 million of us on the island to come. Sell it to us, please.
Well, we've been doing this since 1992, and the idea was to give the general public a look through giant telescopes. So they're all at least 1,000 times more powerful than your eyes. It happens in the Wicklow Mountains, where the skies are extremely dark. You can see the Milky Way going down to the horizon. It's just worth it for the naked eye view alone. Add in a telescope 1,000 times better than your eyes. You don't have to do anything. We point the telescopes at star clusters, galaxies, all those interesting types of objects. We'll have a laser that shoots a beam 40 kilometers into the sky to teach you the constellations, the star patterns. We'll teach you how to use your binoculars if you bring them along as well. We have a professionally catered barbecue, and we have three big talks after sunset as the skies begin to get dark to get you ready.
Okay.
The guest speaker this year is the BBC's new astronomy presenter, Dr. George Dransfield, who's going to talk about, she went to the Antarctic to look for planets around other stars. And there's exhibitions, loads more. Saturn has its ring's edge on this year, only happens once every 15 years. And it's at its closest to Earth this weekend, as if it was saying, come and look at me. It could be the best barbecue ever.
Absolutely.
Like you said, all 8 million people on the island should come.
And Saturn, of course, is the main attraction, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky I've got a big telescope to look at any night. I was looking at last night through a tiny break in the clouds and the night before. And the rings are getting very close to edge on now. This is the best year to see them edge on. You can still just about see them at a very thin line. Next year there'll be an obvious set of rings, and years after that for the next 15 years till it happens again. So if you want to see Saturn uniquely as a globe with these thin rings, Starbecue is the place to come, unless you've got a telescope worth thousands of euros of your own. And as well as that, the telescopes are so powerful, they'll easily pick up several of Jupiter's moons. The two big ones, Titan, with its own atmosphere, with a nitrogen atmosphere like the one you and I are breathing now, only 1.5 times thicker, will be easily visible. The next one, Rhea, is quite big. That's always visible in telescopes. And I've seen up to 6 moons of Saturn in some of the telescopes we have from those dark skies. So you're certainly going to see some moons, those rings edge on. And I think the thing that blows people's minds most when they look through a telescope is the view of Saturn with its rings and moons, more than anything else.
Now, one of your other speakers then on FIRST is Simon Steele from the SETI Institute. He's joining us from California.
Yeah, he'll be zooming in, so he won't be there in person. George Dransfield from the BBC will be, but he's going to tell us about the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. So this is the aliens, ET, but the scientific search, trying to pick them up with radio waves. We're broadcasting right now out into space, and other civilizations, if they exist, will be doing the same as well. So they've been trying to pick them up for a long time. Funding is always the problem. And he's going to tell us the very latest. But it's expected in our lifetime. Serious scientists are saying this, that they expect to find signals from intelligent life, not just bugs and microbes, ones that have evolved into species like us. And that will be the front page.
Absolutely.
Headline. And all around the world when it happens.
Very briefly, David, for someone who's never been to a stargazing event before, what's the atmosphere like? You've got the barbecue with the exhibits, the crack. Yep.
Yeah, there'll be up to 1,000 people there, dozens of giant telescopes. We rent out the GA pitch in Roundwood, so the pitch will be covered in big telescopes once it gets dark. There's exhibits inside the big hall. There are talks, seated talks you can listen to. They're half an hour long each, 3 of those exhibits all around the edge. It's a great night out. We want people to bring the entire family, all their work colleagues. You know, we'll do the rest. It'll be a night they will never forget.
And very quickly, people are desperate for tickets after this, how do they get them quickly?
Right, but if you don't win the competition, I think you're going to announce the winner.
I'm going to announce them now in 2 seconds, so go on.
Right, then just go to astronomy.ie. Barbecue is featured all this week, you can be sure. Book your tickets, bring the whole family. There's big reductions for children. We want to try and inspire them, and everybody will have a great time.
Yeah, we've had a number of yes, correct entries for a competition, and I'm going to pick a winner now, because, and the winner is Miles Kavanagh. Miles, you have a pair of tickets to go to the Starbecue in Roundwood in the GAA grounds on this Saturday the 20th at 6 p.m. until late. So there you are, there, and we'll get those to you during the week. Okay, David Moore,
congratulations,
editor.
Miles, and of course. He'll meet you and me there, and we'll get a picture taken.
And very quickly, David. If people want to join to get the Astronomy magazine, which I did, so what did they do?
Yeah, again, astronomy.ie. You'll see the join link. Again, we want all 8 million people on the island to join Astronomy Ireland and find out about all these things.
Okay.
You can see with the naked eye every month.
David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. Thank you as always. It all sounds absolutely fantastic. A final reminder for everyone to get tickets for the Starbecue to see the Saturn like never before. So head to astronomy.ie. Thank you indeed. Okay. Up next, goodbye from me. And